USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Thursday said he planned to continue talks with Republicans about infrastructure and jobs, who would not accept a proposal that funded only a fraction of his $2.3 trillion package. Biden made the comments while selling his proposal in Georgia on Thursday. Republicans propose a $568 billion five-year package as a counteroffer. At least 44 people have been killed in a stampede at a crowded religious festival in northeast Israel Thursday. Hundreds more were injured at the festival, which takes place annually at the foot of Mount Moron, a religious holiday marked with all-night bonfires, prayer, and dancing. Indonesian officials working to determine how a military submarine with 53 crew members sunk earlier this month during a training exercise said the vessel may have been hit by an internal solitary wave in the sea off Bali. It's reported that such waves are invisible but have the strength to drag down a submarine to dangerous depths. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Former President Trump spoke out on fraud in the 2020 elections amid the ongoing vote recount in Maricopa County in Arizona. The 45th president urged Americans to keep an eye on the forensic audit. A spokesman for the Maricopa, Arizona audit explains why this audit is different.
This audit is different from anything that the county has done because this is a recount of the ballots. This is also looking into the machines. Yes, they did a what's called a logic and accuracy test on the machines, but that just verified that the machines were working at that moment. This is going into, was there any unofficial or unauthorized software on any of those machines? Even if they looked at that, we're going much deeper, and we're recounting every one of the 2,089,563 ballots.
Arizona Democrats fought hard to block the audit. Conservatives claim election integrity is at stake. The NFL draft continues in Cleveland, Ohio. Thursday's first pick was Clemson Tigers quarterback Trevor Lawrence, selected by the Jacksonville Jaguars. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans called out liberals for racism tolerance on Thursday after Senator Tim Scott offered opposing comments to President Biden's vision of America on Wednesday.
Nowhere do we need common ground more desperately than in our discussions of race. I have experienced the pain of discrimination. I know what it feels like to be pulled over for no reason, to be followed around a store while I'm shopping. I've also experienced a different kind of intolerance. I get called Uncle Tom and the N-word by progressives, by liberals.
Senator Scott on Fox News Thursday night.
I've never seen such a power grab and using people in such a despicable way. It is really disheartening to see the left's response. And frankly, even Twitter's response to racism and racial slurs, if it comes from the left, it must be okay according to Twitter's response 12 hours later.
Twitter declined to comment when asked why it took so long to remove the racial slur from its platform. After a lengthy beta, Apple has launched the iOS 14.5 and iPadOS 14.5. The updates went live Monday and include several additional features, such as a new Siri Voices and a fancy new Face ID feature that makes it possible to use your iPhone while wearing a mask. Experts are saying you might find it better to wait a few days before updating. First of all, make sure you have a current backup of your Apple device before updating to the new operating systems. Two reasons to hold off. Every once in a while, there's a disastrous bug. Remember the 2016 launch of iPad Pro? Also, not every developer will be ready with software during the launch. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.